How much water would you have to drink to die? Which mathematician was the leader of an extreme religious cult that forbade its members from talking or eating beans? How did an episode of Friends create one of the most widely believed medical myths? The answers to these questions and hundreds more can be found in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
Well, the lack of fossil, transitional fossils, is one of the Achilles' heel of evolution.
Yeah, what's the number of transitional fossils that would convince you that evolution is true?
Just show me one. Just show me one.
Literally
complete
one? Okay, tick to Alec. There we go. So you now believe that evolution is true. Congratulations. Proud of you.
What? I said show me. Show me the bones. Show me the fossils of a transitional species.
Tick to Alec. There you go. You can look it up. You can go to the museum and see it for yourself. Neil Shubin found it in Nunavut back in like 2005, 2004, something like that.
Can you explain to us what it is?
It's a fishapod. It is a transition from a fish developing robust front limbs and a radically different morphology from other fish to transition to land. And then we have others like Ichthyostega,
hold on, didn't you say before and you shut me down that that can happen, that doesn't happen? What? Are you now saying that it does happen?
What happened? No, you're not actually going to do the
thing
where
into another.
A species...
You just said a fish grew lit.
Okay.
That's the start of the tetrapod.
Obvious troll. So moving on. Yeah.
You see? You see what happens?
Hold on.
It's a troll. I ask him a question and he can't answer it. Bro, you're a phony. You're just a phony, dude.
For 0 out of 10 rage bait.
May I clarify here? SE, you insist on using language that says one animal turns into another animal. I could turn into a parrot. No, that's not what evolution says happens.
So, Tony, I'm actually talking.
Rob.
Christ, Rob.
Rob, please don't yell over him.
What Peterson said is that, I assume, because I wasn't here for the earlier exchange, is that a fish cannot just magically turn into a salamander or some other four-legged amphibian. But that doesn't mean that over evolutionary time steps that a species of fish cannot have a descendant that is a four-legged amphibian. And so you need to be very precise when you're phrasing these questions and when you're interpreting what Peterson is saying, because he's choosing his language with great care. I'm sorry, Peterson. I was just trying to clarify. And I will say that I've developed some more than passing respect for SE's skills as a moderator. But when he's personally participating in, he gets very impassioned.
So can I make a point? Because I actually know, I think you're confusing extra species.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I make the point? Okay, yeah.
Akna, hold on, because Rob wanted to respond now. So go ahead, Rob.
Wait, but I wanted to ask a question before this whole conversation.
Yeah, two tried to get in earlier, but SE asked first. So we have to go to two and then go to Rob.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I just jumped in. Go ahead, too.
The extant fish alive today are not what tetrapods are. Tetrapods are the start of all quadrupedal animal today that we see. So we're all things with four legs that have a spine, vertebrae, are tetrapods, right? And that's what Tiktaalik was. It was one of the first tetrapods to exist. So I think you're confusing what we refer to fish today, the things that swim in the sea, as the same thing as what tetrapods were, the ancestors of all four-legged creatures that walk on Earth today.
So we
so does that satisfy everybody? Because I tell you, it doesn't satisfy me. That to me was like a double speak right there. Yeah.
Nothing will satisfy, say.
I agree. Hey, Rob, so, what are you trying to say?
I'm trying to get in. Should I change mics?
Yeah, Rob, you sound terrible, Rob, yeah.
I'm sorry. I have a. I mostly listen to you guys through Bluetooth. Okay, so my Bluetooth headset sucked for microphones for some reason. So it's just hard to talk to my phone.
Rob, you're blowing my eardrums out. You're clipping so bad.
I'm just talking normal now on my phone speaker. This is supposed to be good. Turn me down then, please. I'm sorry.
I guess
I'm not yelling. At the end I'm just talking in a normal voice in my car. But
it sounds better now.
Are we okay now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Carry on?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just want to talk about the tetrapods that he said all things seem to come from tetrapods.
All land-dwelling vertebrates are tetrapods.
Yeah, so tetrapods is a higher clade. It's not tectalic. Tectalic is a type of tetrapod, but not all tetrapods are tectalic.
Okay, so now you've also added in tectalic. What is that? Tectalic
is one of the first tetrapods.
Okay.
So I was just going to ask Eric, if you don't mind, is there anything, like, I know they have lungfish, but is there anything that's basically the same as tectalic today?
No, because tectalic is an ancient species. There's no extant tectalic.
Is that Eric?
Yeah. Well, there are similar members, but they're going to be part of different branches. They're not part of the tectalic branch. But there are morphologically similar ones, like frogfish, although they're not lobe fin. Like, the most similar would be certain types of lobe finned fish, like a coelacanth, and there might be a few others, but I don't know them off the top.
Looks like a lizard fish, yeah.
So could we skeptics point at one of these things that are pretty much, I mean, it's water and a land animal, right? I mean, they can point to it.
Well, mud skippers are like that, but they're not morphologically like tiktaalik is. There are fish that spend huge amounts of time on land, weirdly.
Right. Hold on, I don't think Rob was done. I don't think he even got to elaborate.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm used to getting steamrolled around here. Oh, it's cool. Yes.
I know he's got a shitty mic, but you got to give him a fair chance. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, no, they talk about branches, like, as in, like, a tree. Like, these are all, they all stem from the same source, basically, right?
Yeah, that's how you would do a pedigree or a family tree or whatever else. The principle applies. Yeah.
So we are all branched from a single tree, right?
That is the claim, and then genetics backed it up, yes.
I want to know the very root of that tree, please.
Nobody knows. We can describe some aspects of it. It very likely would have been unicellular, although the very first thing that was alive maybe could have been closer to a virus or something else, because there are mimiviruses and other gigantic viruses that do actually kind of have a metabolism, which is pretty odd. And they may have, sort of regressed to a point where they're still biologically successful, but they, you know, lost enough traits to the point where now they're more like biological robots rather than organisms.
Did they have consciousness, you think?
I don't think they would have been complex enough for consciousness, no.
All right, so when do you think consciousness spontaneously just happened in some sort of animal?
I don't think that's how it happened at all. I think it was gradual.
Okay, tell me how you think consciousness evolved. Thank you.
When do I think consciousness evolved?
When or how? Take your pick, sir.
Well, the how would have been predicated on organisms with sufficiently complex nervous systems. So that would have been the how. The when? Sort of like 600 million years ago, 500 million years ago, somewhere between one of those two. Maybe even older than that.
You got some big faith, sir. I can commend that.
No, it's literally predicated on scientific evidence.
Well, can we talk about something?
Anything Sorry. Except stories, but thank you. I appreciate your Sorry. Answers.
Well, we could talk
Sorry,
about
may something. I expand on Peterson's answer? So it clearly confers an evolutionary advantage for an organism to be able to respond to its surroundings. You can see single cell organisms, for instance, that become incredibly agitated and start moving around with great violence when they're being absorbed by another single cell organism. And this is a perfectly evolutionary response. You wouldn't say that they're aware of that, but it is an evolutionary advantage because it protects them from threats they can recognize, respond to. Just like plants can grow towards sunlight. That isn't consciousness, but it is on a spectrum of increasingly sophisticated responses to your environmental settings.
As, can you define that? Define consciousness, then? What do you mean?
Well, no, I'm not going to define consciousness. The person who asks the first question can take on the burden of defining what consciousness means, since he asked the question. But I'm still speaking. But there is a gradual development of increasingly sophisticated responses to environmental pressures, and there is an evolutionary advantage in being able to respond in more sophisticated ways to changes in your environment. So the evolutionary development of consciousness passing whatever arbitrary threshold you like to put on it is a perfectly natural emergent property of evolution.
Yeah, and actually we can see this in infants too. So like for infant development, no matter what you teach some infants, they'll never be able to, like, they'll never learn like adults because their brain just simply hasn't developed. They can be incredibly smart, but there are just some things they aren't capable of. And if you compare that to other animals that are like us and have close to our brain structure, we just simply have more white matter, which is the same thing that infants lack compared to adults. They have less white matter in the brain. So it seems to be our prefrontal cortex, the white matter, is what makes us more aware of our surroundings.
What that was kind of vague. Do you have an example of that?
If you ever watch a video of, like, you can look it up on YouTube, like developmental stages for children, they don't understand that if you take a cup of water, like two cups of water that are the same amount, and you pour one into a thinner container, even though they just watched the fact that the same amount of water was poured in, they're gonna say, once you re-pour it, the thinner, taller cup has more water in it. No matter how smart they are, they just can't understand these things. There are other things, like they don't know that people have different access to information in their brains. So they don't understand that they can lie. Like, they don't know that you don't know what they know, which is kind of confusing. But if you, like, they did this, they asked the child, what sticker do you want?
Land the plane.
I was trying to explain the experimental science behind
it. Yeah, it doesn't even sound like it applies to all children at all. It sounds like you found, like, a child, and then you were like, yeah, this is all children.
Well, developmental psychology for children is a very studied field, but I guess we could pretend
nothing in psychology is more studied than human development and education. So,
okay, and what are they studying exactly?
Human development stages and development. Education.
Yeah, okay, so human behavior?
Part of it.
Yeah, yes, it so is behavior, is that, that's a science now? That's obviously something okay, so behavior.
I was just explaining how too, whether you guys didn't like.
Do you know anything about classical conditioning? That's clearly scientific.
Can you just explain to me the scientific method and the approach that they use
in doing, for example, classical conditioning? Are you actually ignorant of
behavioral
studies?
In behavioral studies, yeah, I would like to know how they implore the scientific method.
Are you ignorant of it, or do you know what it is? Yeah, and you're going to, after I explain it to you, you're going to say, haha, no, that doesn't count. Are you asking me to educate you on it, or are you already aware of it, you just reject it?
No, do you believe all sciences should adhere to the scientific method, form of the scientific method?
So what he did was change the subject because he's arguing in bad faith. So Rob, what do you want to ask?
No, I told you that psychology is not a science.
I was just explaining it to you guys, and then you didn't like that I was explaining the exact thing you just asked for.
I think it's fair to say that it's not a robust science, but to say it's not a science at all, like, I think it often behavioral science often lacks valid controls, but I don't think that throws it out altogether as a science.
Yeah, I could agree with that. Yeah, that's my point here. So that's what I'm saying here. It's not like we should be going absolute fact that all children don't know the difference in the amount of water in cups, right? Based on the science.
Yeah, but I try to explain the biological basis for consciousness, which is the difference in white matter between us and similar animals. And we also see this difference in children who don't have developed brains.
Well, can you define consciousness then?
It would be a sufficient, right. You just have a degree of awareness of your surroundings. You can make whatever arbitrary mark you want.
Okay, then a tree is conscious because it's aware it needs to lean towards the sun.
I'm totally okay with you having the conversation with Tiotna. I just want to point out that we've got Planet Peterson in here as a guest for an event. So, don't have a problem with that.
Can he define consciousness then, or is that something? Because I know we were kind of on this topic. Experience.
Consciousness is having a subjective experience.
Topic of consciousness. You guys can.
Rob, I can't understand anything you're saying. It sounds like you're microwaving a toaster.
Sorry, I just keep forgetting that my mic is bad, and I just unmute. I brought up the.
We don't have to stay on that if you guys don't want to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna have to defer to a different desk guest, Rob, because I want to talk to you, but it cuts in and out so badly.
No, I'm really sorry. I'm trying to drive. I shouldn't be playing with my phone and driving.
Yeah, probably not.
No, I'm the one that I was in the Starbucks parking lot when I brought up the topic of consciousness, and maybe I shouldn't have because it seems to have taken away from Mr. Peterson here. I didn't want to take away from Mr. Peterson. Thank you.
Yeah, that's fine.
When do you think consciousness evolved from nothing to consciousness? Thank you.
I answered that question already. And Rob, I actually agree with Tony that there actually is a moral quandary here. Like, if my wife texted me, hey, I'm driving home, what I should do is actually not reply, because me replying...
Yeah, okay, don't
me
reply
replying,
then. You don't need to keep going on about how I'm driving.
Shut the fuck
is.
Up, Rob.
Thanks, bro.
Me replying to my wife means that I am... contributing to her taking her eye off the road, which is
somebody's
got to mute Rob. The mod has to mute Rob for the rest of this.
Yeah,
he's such an unbearable cunt. Can somebody do that, please?
Why was I muted?
Well, maybe you should text her while she's driving so she can meet God.
Because somebody asked you to pay this.
That's fucked up.
Somebody else doesn't believe in God, so why is it fucked up?
Okay, so I have a question.
Average Christian,
you're asking him to text his wife so that she dies.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that in the server. Someone said it to me.
And then I'm allowed to say that that's fucked up.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
So anyways.
So I have a question.
Well, I was going to address what Rob said, though.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I only have about 18 minutes here now. So I addressed what Rob said here, but there's also the cartoonishly stupid straw man of when did it go from nothing to existing? So let's look at this by way of an analogy. I don't think anybody disagrees that humans are conscious or have a conscious or a conscious experience, but a zygote doesn't. But at one time, that's what we were. We were a fertilized egg. Is it the case that once this very one specific, once the brain becomes exactly 100 million neurons big, and there's that one cell division that takes it from 999,999,999 to 100 million, then boom, you're conscious. No. Whether or not you agree with my worldview or that evolution is true or whatever, we can all agree that that doesn't make any sense. That's stupid. But we have a demarcation problem here where you transition from not conscious to conscious, but never at any one particular moment. Now, if we can all agree that that happens with us, then we can use our development as an analog for organisms of the past, because a zygote is analogous to a less complex organism. And evolution posits that at one time on Earth, there were nothing but unicellular organisms. And they wouldn't have been conscious. They wouldn't have had a subjective experience like we understand it. At some point, when we develop a nervous system along the way, the conscious experience, the subjective experience or whatever, gradually emerges. It would have happened like that in the evolution timeline. And I actually already answered this. My intuition is telling me somewhere around 500 to 600 million years ago, but I'm just going based off of what I remember about the history of the development of complex animal life on this planet. So the question has been answered. It's been answered twice now with an explanation. So
we can science consciousness, right?
Right. So
you can scientifically understand aspects of it, I think, yes.
Okay, can you prove to me you're conscious then?
I can't do that, but I can give you confidence intervals to support the notion that I am.
How do you know that?
Well, I haven't done it yet. I could do it right now. According to you...
Yeah, definitely. Are we going to accept that absolutes exist in the world?
According to you, what would something that has a consciousness be able to do that I could replicate for you?
Well, you're defining consciousness as a subjective experience.
Literally, according to you, what is something that has a consciousness, what would it be able to do that I could do for you?
The answer is play chess.
You're saying that a consciousness is a subjective experience and the cause of that is...
So I don't know if you do this on purpose, but once again, you're not even trying to engage with my question because I think you know that it demonstrates validity in what I'm saying, and you are so deeply committed to not being able to forfeit any ground on that. So I'll ask it one more time and then never again.
If I don't agree with your definition, then what is
something
the question for?
You don't have to agree with my definition because it's according to you. I couldn't make this more clear. According to you, what is something that is conscious could do that I can do for you?
Yeah, I don't agree with
your
consciousness.
There we go. He can't run away from this, and so he refuses to engage with it because I clearly demonstrated it's according to you. You don't have to accept my worldview. You don't have to do anything. It's literally according to you. And you asked, how could you prove to me? I can do it on your terms, but you won't engage with
it. I did. I asked you to prove your consciousness to me. That's how you could do it.
Oh, this is so pathetic. Tell me what I could do to do it.
An internal world. Yeah.
Tell me what I could do to do it.
You would have to justify that your mind and your experience that you're having, there's something external to it.
This is literally according to you. So stop asking me to come up with an explanation for you to swallow. It's on your own terms. How do you not get it? Tell me I could do to prove to you that I'm conscious according to your definitions.
Yes, yeah. Can you justify the existence of the external world?
He's not even trying.
I have a justification.
I didn't ask for a justification. We're not having a discussion on this. The question you asked was, can you prove to me that you're conscious? And I said, sure, we could do an inquiry that would increase the likelihood from your perspective. So tell me what that test would look like. And now all you're doing is quarreling over the atheistic versus presuppositionalist theistic worldview, which doesn't prove anything because I'm telling you get to accept your own worldview. What is the test that would confirm it for you? This is the last time we'll try this. Tell me what I could do that would prove it according to your terms.
Yeah, reason. You can reason it out.
Reason? Okay, give me an abstract problem to think about.
No, the abstract problem exists, the proving of your consciousness.
Give me an abstract problem that I can think about.
That the extra, the external world exists outside of your mind.
Give me some sort of abstract problem that I can reason about so I can prove to you that I'm conscious according to your terms.
Yeah, the consciousness is the abstract problem. Do you think consciousness exists somewhere physically?
This is one of the performances of all time. This is an insane tantrum crash out. He won't do it. He's incapable of doing it.